Wir haben die Aschamed. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't have to check where you can't reach. Right? So let's say you know that a cookie fell in the sofa, in a place where you can't put your hand in. Impossible. Now the only way to take it out is to take it apart. You don't have to take it apart. Even though you know there's food there. You don't have to take it apart. Why? Because you do bitul, you nullify it. You say they're considering it like being dust. And you're not going to come to eat it, because you can't even get into it unless you take apart the sofa. Yeah, so then you see that you don't have to go check, you have to take it out in places where you can reach. Okay? Okay, now, checking a shoe. Checking a shoe. Now, stop a regular shoe, a public shoe. The guy has to check there, right? He doesn't make a bracha in the shoe. What should he do? He makes a bracha in his house. And have in mind also the shoe. But if it's a shoe, a private shoe, let's say you have a little Rebbe, right? He owns a shoe. And it's his shoe, he's responsible of it, he's in charge of it. It's only his, right? So there, he doesn't have to do with bracha. He could do also in his house. He also have in mind the other shul with the bracha. But if he didn't do his house, and he's doing only the shul, then he has to do with the bracha. It's private. This building is Lavavosh's shul. It's under his name, this building. So if he does only this building, he does the bracha. But you can do it at home, and also you send people here, you do the bdika before, after. Maybe you do without a bracha.
So, is he responsible for doing it, or can he send other people to do it?
He's responsible for it being done.
Okay.
You learned that yesterday, you don't have to do it yourself. You can order others to do it. Supposed to check your pockets, but if you checked them before, especially your coats and stuff like that, because a lot of times people shove things in their pocket they don't realize, and even from crumbs, because maybe you'll wear it on Pesach, put your hand inside and they might come to eat. So you have to make sure, especially kids' coats, kids' clothing, you have to check them well. If you check them before, you don't have to check them with a candle. Don't put a candle inside a pocket. Biul chametz, biul pants. No, you can check it even before any by the window. Look carefully. Take a toothbrush, brush it out. Make sure it's clean.
The carpets outside. Maybe if it's books.
What?
The arms outside.
Yeah, it's yours.
Where they have the books. It not belongs to our ocean. Belongs to the people.
No, it belongs to people who rent it.
They have to
check it before you leave. A day before you leave here, take everything out. Look that there's no chametz there. Put it back in and close it. Okay, yeah, it's important, not fun. So,
what if you're going to visit somebody who's Jewish and not religious?
When are you going to visit?
During Pesach. Do
you
so
don't
you obviously, you just can't eat there.
You don't eat, no drink, nothing.
Nothing.
You only say hello.
You can go in their house and sit down and talk with them.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Is it be afraid of anything? Like you got to pick up the phone?
Just be aware that it.
Go to a house when you know there might be bread or something.
Yeah.
You might see it.
You don't have a issue of seeing bread. But smelling bread could be a issue. Like smelling a bakery. It smells so good. I miss bread. I don't know. I never miss bread.
Pizza.
I hardly eat any bread. But,
I once went to person's house that didn't keep kosher, but not on Pesach, and I took a picture. My wife and I unpacked the basket and brought everything. whatever we needed in that atmosphere.
Where?
With them too.
In their house?
Yeah, this people's house, which you got everything.
You have to cover the table.
Right, we've got everything. And so they thought that we went to an awful lot of trouble, and they couldn't figure out. You know, I said, let's not talk about anything. Let's just enjoy each other. We're here for a visit. Forget me, the food is like secondary, so, but it's here for us. We can eat it. It's okay. Everybody can eat this food. So,
that's how you got it through. Very nice. A good end.
I would never try that because I think it's way too bad.
Yeah.
Even though perception is I had somebody call me once. They were going with their grandmother to Disney World on Pesach.
Yeah.
He said, how do I keep Pesach? So I went to a Chabad rabbi. What do I tell him? You know, he's not going to be able to keep Pesach. It's not his thing. But he called me and says, I want to do something for Pesach. And the rabbi said, tell him to ask his grandmother to take a box of matzah. And let them eat matzah and tell the story of Pesach in the first night.
That's a good story. That's a main mitzvah. Yeah. That he's going to do. That he's going to do.
That he can do.
Yeah. So, now we nowadays, everyone, the night of the Zika's Chomet, the house is sparkling, if I mavrik, shining, clean. There's no Chomet in the house, hopefully. No Chomet. Then you don't have to check so thoroughly. You don't think so well. Why? Because it was checked. It was checked for 3 months. My wife already cleaned already. 2 closets in the house, 2 in the rooms. It's checked. Unless it's something or the kids. Even that. My house, the night between Thursday and Friday this year, that's when the kitchen's going to be Pesach Dik. 12 o'clock midnight, before I go to sleep, the Pesach is kosher. The kitchen's kosher and Pesach. Finished. I cook you for Shabbos and Pesach kids. Yeah, so the kids are not walking around with chametz in the house. There is no chametz in the house. There hasn't been chametz 4 days before Pesach in my house. So then, of course, the checking that you do, you just check. Avara be'alma. I don't have to go now. Maybe there's, like I said, the time of the Gemara, the way they looked, they didn't clean. They didn't clean before. They came and they looked. They looked for chametz. In our days, we clean the floor, we wash the Yeah, so you have to check. But you don't have to go crazy, Hashem, because it was checked before, and the wife washed the floor before with chemicals. And you want to, with a dangerous chemical on these things. So it's clean, so you don't have to.
Remember, Economica is wonderful. That's bleach in English.
Don't breathe the fumes too much.
Don't mix ammonia with bleach.
Don't drink it.
Don't drink it.
And be careful from sun movies.
What?
Yeah, wear gloves and
there's a
don't breathe.
Manufacturer called San Moritz that makes very strong cleaning products, but you should be wearing like hoods and gloves and very.
Yeah, you put it. I put it on and I run.
Yeah.
I come back half an hour later.
Wear goggles.
And
it gets in the eye.
That's what I leave because you can't. The fumes.
Cool.
Oh, very, very powerful. It's literally it's a toxin in the body.
The oven cleaners.
Yeah, they're very good.
Are
but I give you good advice. Someone told my wife, and it works. I don't know for Pesach, but usually for cleaning the soap top. Vinegar. Pour
it's
vinegar. Come back half an hour later. That just proves how healthy vinegar is. Yeah.
It's vinegar because they're natural
yeah,
and very
cleaning
safe.
Cleaning the burnt things on the stove. It's not very healthy to drink to put in your salad and stuff.
It's badats?
It's badats for poison. They put badats on economic also. So what? You can eat it.
5 meal dog will eat it. And live.
Well,
okay.
You know, Lapid.
So. No, we're diving for the tshuva. We said, okay, right after the checking, אחר הבדיקה יהיה ניזהר בחמץ שמשייר לעצמיה כדי שלא יצטרך בדיקה אחרת, כגון אם יתלנו עכבר בפניו או אם יחסה לחמור גם שאני אחרי זה קצת תשמע. Yeah, after the checking, and you have a leftover, let's say, bread, you have a box, right, that we want to burn tomorrow, or the 10 pieces that you want to, you're going to burn, keep it well. You don't want a mouse coming in to hang around the house. Close it. Tie it in the bag. Yeah?
With 5 cats, we won't have any mice.
This time, she no idea if chaser ben or if lav. Okay, top. ואם כפה עליו כלי ולא מצאו, לא צריך טוב, בסדר, just make sure that it's not a... What's good? Either you put it tied in a bag, hang it somewhere high, put it somewhere where we'll be safe, keep so. זה מה שחשוב. אחר הבדיקה מיד בלילה, right after you finish the checking at night, יבטלנו את נלפה לחמץ and say, כל חמירה דאיתה ברשותה. אבי, חמץ, that I have. In my domain, the lo chazito, which I haven't seen, with the lo viarte, and I haven't get rid of. Yeah, now I hit. Libate leve kafdara. It's nullified, and it's like the dust of the earth. Ve'yomar bitul belashon shemevin. You have to say it in a language you understand. There's no point to say in Aramaic. They said in Aramaic because that's what they spoke in Bavel. You speak it, my father always says it, he says it in Aramaic, because that's the Lashon of the Gemara. He says it in Hebrew and he says it in English. You're supposed to say it in language and you will understand what you're saying, because you're nullifying it. It's not a text. Right? It's not a text sound to say a thing. It's, the point is, you could say it in a different language. You could say it in a different language, but the point is to nullify in your dad. You're saying, every chametz that I own, that I haven't seen, and I haven't took it out of the plate and take it to burning. I'm nullifying it. It's like the dust of the earth. Say it in English. I'm sorry, every sitter which is translated in it has also English in it. And you could say it, you have to say it in German. You can say it in Hebrew also. Yeah. You understand? You speak also Hebrew, so we said it. I can say it only in Aramaic. I understand it very well. Yeah, I just translated it. כן. וטוב לחזור ולבטלו פעם אחרת ביום י' סוף שעה חמישית. קודם שתגיע השעה השישית. שתגיע השעה השישית, נאסר ביום י' לבטלו. Again, we nullified again before the sixth hour of the next day, of Erev Pesach. At the end of the fifth hour, before the sixth hour, that's the main thing. Between the fifth and the sixth hour, that's when we nullify the chametz again. It's good to nullify. Even if we didn't, it's still mevatal. We nullify it again. Okay? Why? After the sixth hour, there's no point of nullifying it. No, it's to get rid of it. When do you nullify it? After you burn the chametz. You burn the chametz, and nullify if there's anything left. Any chametz I have, you do. Okay? Let's say here in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. What's the point of nullifying it? If I search very well and I'm going to burn it, what's the point? When a person, maybe he will find the Pesach not crumbs, a piece of cake. And what do you have to do with finding a piece of cake on Pesach or a cookie? To burn it, also on Pesach, you burn it. Yeah, you burn it outside? To burn it. So, if your person doesn't nullify it, doesn't say I'm nullifying it, so every moment that it exists, is over on a lab. It says you can't have it existing in the house. But if you nullify it, it doesn't exist. Ah, I see a cookie. No, you don't. Put on the halachic vitriolic glasses. Put on your halachic glasses and look at the cookie, and you'll see that there is no cookie. Well, if no one knows here, We have in Yiddish, Arel Chometz oder Zoyer Teg, was is in my shoes? So sein Hefker und so nicht sein Gerecht, no, azoy vi Elton Gas. Verstehst? No, I understand. He says you have to teach the women. They speak only Yiddish. You have to teach them language. And if your wife speaks only English, if she nullifies it, she should say it in the language that you said it. Okay, that's the main that's the idea that's okay, yeah?
An Arab person.
Yeah.
You have to say that twice, you say?
We say it at night.
At night we say it.
And you say it every day?
Yeah.
In the day you don't have to. It's just Tov Lomo. Everyone does it. It's a minute to say it.
To say it again?
Yeah.
Or to say it during the day?
Yeah, before, after the burning.
In Jerusalem, do they have places where you can go burn your chametz?
They do, but in neighborhoods, like in my neighborhood, where there's a lot of also open space, they don't put a special thing. A lot of you have gravel and stuff like that.
It's not the smoke. No, in Efrat, they have like certain places. They put up on every block, they have a little place.
Yeah, yeah. Also in Jerusalem, they do. Containers, big containers.
But in Baltimore, they have huge containers, everybody goes to the same place.
Yeah, because it's not so. Here, everyone's Jewish. In Baltimore, they all have to go to one place, but that's what's going around, huh?
Yeah.
It's down burning things in the middle of the street.
Mechalim
also. It's a lot neater, and also, what's good about the Mechalim, it's safer, and also, right before, after the time, the Iriya can clear it away before Pesach. It's also a good thing. Right, a lot of times you come, you're walking to shul, Pesach night, and there's bread there, which wasn't burnt. It's still yotze, like we said, but it's better to wait till it's burnt, and only then to say the kol chamira. Okay. Yeah, at night, so you have it in the siddur, yeah? At night, we say, delo chazite udelo v'yada. I haven't seen and I haven't nullified, right? In the day, we say, de chazite udelo chazite. I have seen and I haven't seen. I have got rid of, I haven't got rid of. You say two things, okay?
So technically, they have baked matzah for weeks, right?
Matzah? From Tu Bishvat already, they make it.
Really?
Yeah. Grinding, baking, yeah, yeah, matzahs.
There's
a bakery down here, right here. There's a girls' school right next to us.
Yeah.
Hello? Then they have a underground, they have a in the bomb shelter, they have a bakery.
They export it to the United States and
got what, they don't bake in America?
No, they import it from Israel.
Really?
I'll
tell you a story. I was in Chile. Here, a story from Chile. I was in Chile, his wife's from Chile. For Pesach, and I called the Chabad guy and I told him, give me three matzahs, three round matzahs. I want three, give me three matzahs. I just put it in the siddur. No, we don't have it. You can get it. It's the only year, the only matzahs I ate, the matzahs I ate, we weren't even shmua matzahs. We weren't even shmua. What could I do? Not eat matzah at all. At least it had a hechsher, on it. It was kosher. If I'm out to sell, in Israel, I look at it as chametz if it's not shmura. But if that's what you have, I'm sure Hashem saved me.
No, in the major markets, you do have a problem with non-shmura matzah.
Yeah, you have to look for the shmura. It's very cheap. The machine shmura matzah is not expensive. Look for it. There's a few companies that make it. Not expensive. Why not? The dosh of shefa. It's a generation of a lot. There's so much of everything.
In France, there are some supermarkets that are owned by religious Jews. And for people, it's all set up like here.
Yeah? Yeah. I know, I've been.
The Holy.
The Holy, right.
Yeah,
and
from
there.
The Holy.
No,
but also, there's some major supermarkets.
And
the Goy supermarkets, they have a corner for the Jews. But what happens is, some of the anti-Semites, what they do is they take something that's not kosher at all and sneak it in between the kosher parts. Because the Jews who don't really know what's going on but just want to be right, they will grab it off the shelf.
Really? You heard of this?
Yeah, we've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there a few times with my wife.
Which city is that in Naomi?
Hmm?
forgot to play this.
The holy was all achad.
Yeah, I was there. Remember. Yeah.
The holy is going to be crazy.
Can you use last year's matzah?
Yeah, why not?
Check that it's...
No ends. No.
Has it grown in my above in the water?
Yeah. If it's sealed, usually it should be okay.
What do you ask?
If you can use the matzah from last year. Yeah, no reason why.
So I have 20 kilos of matzah.
Not 20, come on.
You serious?
Okay, you know those big long boxes?
No.
I have three of them. Or
that's,
no, two.
That's not the time.
That's 3 kilos.
Hmm? Each box is 2.5 kilos, no?
I want to have it 2.5, so you have maximum 5 kilos.
Your box is like, what is that? What is 7 kilos? Why do you buy so much?
You know, they kept saying, you know, stop working for a case of an emergency, a case of war.
Yeah,
Masa won't go there.
But make sure before Pesach that it's not stale and not buggy and not,
right.
And they don't want to...
Well, it's completely sealed.
That
doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you use anything like that? That says kosher the Pesach from a previous year?
Yeah, I have in my house. I store things.
Anything?
I have things from oil kosher the Pesach. I still have my cabinet from last year. What does it make a difference? It's in the Pesach, so I have a Pesach cabinet in the kitchen. Up on the other side of the wall. All my Pesach things. And I have a cacao and all kinds of things. I have it.
Even if it was open, then you put it in your closet.
Even if it was open, you have to seal it well.
Seal well.
Just because of bugs, but because of chametz, no chametz. No chametz. So, if someone can go to burn the chametz, the best thing if someone himself can burn the chametz. And if he can't, he's not here, he's sick, he's a woman, and he doesn't want to feel like comfortable going with all the men. Okay? It's like my bubby. She doesn't like to go burn the chametz. Because it's not comfortable, all the men there, where she's going to go alone there. But she always gives it to her brother-in-law, they come for Pesach always. And he goes, you could give it to someone else, he'll burn for you the chametz. But the chatchila, you should burn the chametz. A lot of also, why dafka burning? We have a konomika, put a konomika on it, and you yotze. That's what we do when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. That's what we do, and there's still bread left. We take the chametz, we put on it economical, put it down the drain or put it outside and make it hefker. But why do we burn it? It's Kabbalistic reasons. Kabbalistic reasons. Why we dafka we burn. Why dafka burn? You could not find it any other way.
We had a problem last year in which no one was burning in our area. There was no...
You can make your own fire. What's the problem?
You can also flush it down the toilet.
Okay. You don't have to burn it. But there's any Kabbalistic Indian in burning. That's why we'll burn the fire. Right? This is the Indian, dafka and burning. If you could burn it, burn it. If you can do it yourself, better. If you can't, someone else will do it for you. Make a shaliach, make it a shaliach, and do it for you. So, your feet. That's the whole, these are the halachot. Okay, if someone did not check on the night of the 14th. Okay? If someone did not check the night of the 14th, if Doc Beyom Yudalet, fine, so he checks it on the day of the 14th, whatever the time is, 10 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he checks. If he didn't check the whole 14th, he checks during Pesach. When during Pesach? Even on Yom Tov itself. Okay? He comes in, forget to check the chametz. It's Seder night. What do? Take a candle, light it with something from a lit fire, and go around, go do bdikas chametz. Without Yeah? If you do it during Pesach, you forgot, check after Pesach. Why? What's the point? This is a gzerah of Chazal, a decree that you can't, the person might come to eat. You're not allowed to eat the chametz Shavar Pesach, chametz of a Jew that was existing during Pesach. You're not allowed to eat it after Pesach either. Therefore, a person has to check also, even if it's after Pesach, if you didn't do a bdika, you should do a bdika then. Yeah. One second. Once again. You don't make it the bracha. Even during Pesach, you don't make the bracha. If you haven't sold your chametz, then you make a bracha. But today, everyone sells the chametz, right? You go to the rav, you sell the chametz. There's no point in making a bracha on it, because even if you find it, it's not yours. It doesn't exist. Nothing. It's just the chashash is that someone might eat it. That's the problem. Therefore, you have to get rid of it. Okay.
So for processed food, how do we know if this chametz? I'm talking about like. Cat.
Look at the ingredients. You can't give cat food. You can't give them if you don't know if it's not. It could be chametz. You know that own chametz on pesta. Or give them food leftovers from your food. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I still have a month to get rid of the hummus.
Yeah, you could also sell it.
Right.
There you go.
The cat?
You also, like you said, put economic on it, and then you get rid of the cats. On the pound.
That's for dead. So they get a chicken a day.
To send the cats.
Okay.
I have a solution for you. Sell the cats to a Thailander.
Sell the hummus.
With chametz.
Can we still hear?
You can sell all your chametz.
Yeah?
No reason to throw anything. People throw things out.
No reason. You can sell it very good.
Put it in a place and...
Yeah.
Kibbutz is Sfaradi. We're very, very strict. Anything that doesn't say perfect Pesach, they would get rid of before Pesach.
They bring it to the chametz and the chocolate, they put it in the closet. People don't like to rely on it, it's not made for private people, usually it's made for companies, but still, doesn't mean if it works for a company it can work for you also. So some people don't like to sell chametz be'ein, chametz mamish, bread. They don't want to sell bread, cookies. People don't like to sell that. Yeah? But flour. Flour is chametz. No. Put it in a bag, sealed bag, close it.
In the freezer.
Yeah, in the freezer. Come on, you're not out on anything.
What about pasta?
Pasta's chametz, come on. You're allowed to sell it. But some people, they don't like, we'll talk about mechil chametz. Talk. בדיקת 15 בתוך ויוצא מביתו תוך למד יום קודם החג. Okay? Checking for chametz, burning the chametz. If someone leaving the house within the 30 days of Pesach, meaning after Purim, he's leaving, yeah? Okay. So we said, the night before he leaves, he checks for chametz with a candle. And he doesn't make a bracha on that. And afterwards he says, Kol chamira v'chamira, the same thing like we said. He says, nullifies the chametz. And if he wants, he can burn it also. When they found chametz, he burns it afterwards. Okay.
If you have someone who rents a room in your house, who checks that room?
He
does.
He pays to live, he checks. Mm-hmm. If he's a guest of yours, you check. If someone left the house and he forgot to check it from chametz, and he has chametz in the house, what is he going to do now? He's in the chutz la'aretz. And he remembers, we forgot to sell the chametz. And sell the chametz right there. Sell the house with all the chametz and everything. We were in Chile, and there was no rav to do chilat chametz. I had to do it myself. I had to call the rav, explain to me exactly what to do, everything. Because we had a lot of stuff. Because we had a home, like an open house. We had food and stuff. We had to sell it. So I remember I explained to the Goya there. And she looked at me. She said, "You're not really selling it. You're doing kiyudu, because I don't have that amount of money afterwards to give you." So no. If you have that amount, I'll give it. I'll give you all the stuff. I said, "But I don't have that amount." I said, "So what? But if you have, it's yours." I wrote like a crazy amount, pesos. And she said, "Okay," and she bought it with the half a shekel, whatever the coin was, 100 pesos. It was nothing. Then it was like a shekel. She left. She thought it's a funny thing. And I had to explain it. I don't speak Spanish so well. It was very difficult to explain it to everyone. There's no one else to explain it. Just me.
Can you sell it over the phone?
What?
Can you sell it over
You can make a shaliach to sell it. You can sell it. You can make someone a shaliach to sell it. Go do it with the Chabad on the internet.
Chabad does not mean
you have to give them your address and everything, and the Chabad will go to the Goy and sell it. Also, I don't sell it to a Goy. I go to a Rav and say, "This is my thing. I'm making you my Shaliach. Go and sell it to a Goy." There's a minute also, the Rav that you do it with, you give him something. You know, 20 shekels, 100 shekels, whatever you feel like giving him. And if you don't give it, you're not going to say a word. It's not that he's expecting the money. But he's doing a shit with purpose, and why not?
We've done it on Chabad online for the last 4 years. They ask you what time zone you're in, what your location.
As long as they know what you're doing.
Rav Elgod does it here.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere. You go to Rav Elgod. After Purim, he's going to start opening his door. And maybe everyone could come, and he sells it also.
You
give it to him from today. You give it. You can tell him from now to sell it and buy it. Tov, we'll talk more about it. Not now.